KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Correctional Services Minister Peter Groenewald has laid bare the growing problem of prison overcrowding, saying they're facing a severe shortage of beds. He says correctional facilities had an overcrowding rate of 48% in the previous financial year, with over 150,000 inmates being housed in centres designed for some 100,000 beds.
We have about 108,000 beds in our facilities. The sentenced inmates, offenders, are about 103,000. But our problem is that we have just over 60,000 of remand detainees. Some of them are even waiting almost 10 years.
The minister was answering questions in Parliament on overcrowding in prisons. He says there are currently over 25,000 foreign nationals in correctional centres. He's revealed the cost to taxpayers, 460 rand per inmate per day.
In the end, if we could deport all those, we will have a saving of 4.2 billion rand annually. And it is a process, but it is not a simple process.
Itsekweni is urging the owners of spaza shops and food handling suppliers to register their businesses if they haven't done so already. The municipality has warned those who fail to comply that there'll be consequences. Despite the deadline for registrations expiring last week, the city still wants businesses to come forward. More than 6,000 applications were submitted, about 1,500 licenses were approved and issued. Now, officials say although the National Registration Initiative has officially closed, registration remains open and is mandatory. President Donald Trump has issued what he calls a last warning to Hamas, urging the group to immediately release all Israeli hostages held in Gaza. He's posted on his Truth Social platform warning they'll be held to pay later if it doesn't comply. Before that, the White House confirmed the U.S. was in talks with Hamas to secure the release of Americans still being held. Here's Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The special envoy who's engaged in those negotiations does have the authority to talk to anyone. Israel was consulted on this matter. And look, dialogue and talking is something that the president has proven is what he believes is good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
He says he's sending Israel, quote, everything it needs to finish the job. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has rejected a plan for the reconstruction of Gaza endorsed by Arab leaders, saying the president stands by his own vision, which includes expelling the territory's Palestinian residents and transforming it into a riviera owned by the United States. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 31 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.